April 7, 1919. Effects of the Divine Will. Threats of chastisements. Continuing in my usual state, my sweet Jesus came all tired, in the act of asking for my help. And leaning his heart on mine, he made me feel his pains. Each pain I felt was capable of giving me death, but Jesus, sustaining me, gave me the strength not to die. Then, looking at me, he told me, "My daughter, patience. In certain days your pains are necessary to me, more than ever, so that the whole world may not be reduced to a flame. Therefore, I want to make you suffer more." And with the lance which he had in his hand, he ripped my heart open. I suffered very much, but I felt happy, thinking that Jesus was sharing his pains with me, and pouring himself out with me he could spare the peoples the imminent and terrible chastisements that will burst out. Then, after some hours of intense pains, my lovable Jesus told me, "My beloved daughter, you suffer very much. Come, then, into my will to take refreshment, and let us pray together for poor humanity." I don't know how, I found myself in the immensity of the divine volition, in the arms of Jesus, and I repeated after him all that he was saying in a low voice. I will give some idea of what he was saying, because it is impossible for me to say everything. I remember that in the will of Jesus I could see all of his thoughts, all the good he had done to us with his intelligence, and how all human intelligences received life from his mind. But, O God, what abuse they did, how many offenses! And I said, "Jesus, I multiply my thoughts in your will, to give to each one of your thoughts the kiss of a divine thought, an adoration, a recognition of you, a reparation, a love of divine thoughts, as if another Jesus were doing it. This, in the name of all and for all the human thoughts, past, present and future. And I intend to compensate even for the intelligences of lost souls. I want that the glory on the part of the creatures be complete, and that no one miss the roll call. And whatever they do not do, I do it in your will, to give you divine and complete glory." Then, looking at me, Jesus was waiting, as if he wanted reparation to his eyes. And I said, "Jesus, I multiply myself in your gazes, so that I too may have as many gazes for as many times as you have looked at the creature with love. I multiply myself in your tears, to cry, me too, for all the sins of the creatures, to be able to give you gazes of divine love and divine tears in the name of all. To give you complete glory and reparation for all the gazes of all creatures." Then, Jesus wanted me to continue the reparations to everything, to his mouth, to his heart, to his desires, etc., multiplying myself in his will, such that it would be too long to say everything, therefore I move forward. Then Jesus added, "My daughter, as you did your acts in my will, many sons were being formed between heaven and earth. And I'll look at the earth only through these sons, otherwise the earth would be so disgusting to me that I would not be able to look at it. But the earth receives little of these sons, because the darkness that creatures spread is such that it places itself in front of these sons, and they cannot receive of all their light, nor their heat." Afterwards, he transported me into the midst of creatures. But who can say what they were doing? I will just say that my Jesus, with sorrowful tone, added, "What disorder in the world? But this disorder is because of the leaders, both civilian and ecclesiastical. Their self-interested and corrupted lives did not have the strength to correct their subjects. So they closed their eyes to the evils of the members, since they already showed their own evils. And if they did, it was all in a superficial way, because, not having the life of that good within themselves, how could they infuse it in others? How many times these perverted leaders have put the evil before the good, to the extent that the few good have been shaken by this behavior of the leaders. Therefore, I will have the leaders struck in a special way. And I, Jesus, spare the leaders of the church, they are already few. If you strike them, the rulers will be missing." And Jesus, Don't you remember that I founded my church with 12 apostles? In the same way, those few who will remain will be enough to reform the world. The enemy is already at their doors. Revolutions are already in the field. Nations will swim in blood and their leaders will be scattered. Pray, pray and suffer, so that the enemy may not have the freedom to reduce everything to ruin.